AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Prudential's 28% quarter tops life insurance, with participation still below average. PRU closed at $119.1, just 1.2% below its 52-week high, after a 3.2% weekly gain and an 11.8% four-week advance. The move has strong relative and industry support, but volume remains a constraint at 0.9 times the 13-week average. Research brief. Prudential Financial's weekly read is constructive, but not unqualified. The stock is near the top of its 52-week range, above both its trendline and ShareMaestro fair value. And its 28.1% 12-week return ranks first among U.S. insurance life peers. Participation is the weak spot, with 8.5 million shares traded against a 9.7 million 13-week average. Key points. 1. PRU gained 3.2% for the week, 11.8% over 4 weeks, and 28.1% over 12 weeks, closing at $119.1. 2. The stock sits 15.6% above its weekly trend line at $103.0 and 18.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $100.6. 3. The trend signal is active, with positive market dynamics and positive relative strength, but the active streak is only 1 week. 4. Volume was 8.5 million shares, equal to 0.9 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages, so the latest high-range move lacks strong participation confirmation. 5. U.S. insurance life breadth is supportive, with 73.7% active trend breadth, 84.2% positive market dynamics breadth, and 73.7% positive relative strength breadth. High-range price action with a fresh trend backdrop. Prudential Financial finished the week ended 17 July at $119.1, up 3.2%, leaving the stock only 1.2% below its 52-week high of $120.5. The close sits at 95.1% of the past year's range, well above the 52-week low of $90.65, and the recent sequence has been firm, 4.3%, 2.1%, and 3.2% weekly gains over the past three completed weeks. The ShareMaestro trend signal is active, although the streak is only 1 week, which keeps the setup in the balanced category rather than a mature trend regime. Price is 15.6% above the weekly trend line at $103.0 and 18.4% above fair value at $100.6. That confirms demand, but it also raises the bar for follow-through, because the stock is no longer trading from a discounted position. Sector and industry context are working in PRU's favor. The broader financial services group is constructive, with average weekly returns of 0.4%, 4-week gains of 5.0%, and 12-week gains of 8.9%. PRU is well ahead of those benchmarks, 12th over 4 weeks, and 1st over 12 weeks, within the sector sample. Across 993 U.S. financial services stocks, its peer percentile stands near 85.1%. The industry context is even cleaner. In U.S. insurance life, PRU's 28.1% 12-week return ranks first among 19 names, while the industry average is 8.5%. Breadth is supportive. 73.7% of the group has active weekly trend signals, 84.2% shows positive market dynamics, and 73.7% has positive relative strength. F&G Annuities, Jackson Financial, Lincoln National, and Genworth also posted strong recent gains, suggesting the move is part of a broader life insurance bid, rather than an isolated stock event. Momentum is strong, but volume is not yet confirming with force. Momentum readings are positive across every measured horizon, 3.2% over 1 week, 11.8% over 4 weeks, 28.1% over 12 weeks, 9.5% over 26 weeks, and 21.5% over 52 weeks. Market dynamics is positive at 1.09, and relative strength has improved to 6.38. with both readings showing meaningful 4-week improvement. The caveat is participation. Latest volume was 8.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 9.7 million, and the 52-week average of 9.2 million. Several earlier negative weeks in February, March, and April traded on heavier volume, including 20.3 million shares in the 6th February drop and 15.1 million shares in the 24th April decline. The current advance is orderly, but a move above average participation would provide stronger evidence that institutions are pressing the move rather than allowing it to drift higher. Risk is moderate, with valuation distance and reversal evidence in view. The risk profile is not extreme, but it is not negligible. Weekly volatility is 3.2% on both the 13-week and 52-week measures. The 52-week split is favorable at 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks. Yet the average down week of 3.1% is larger than the average up week of 2.5%, which matters when price is already close to a high. ShareMaestro flags one recent reversal marker in the Smart Money tape. The key risk is that a high-range premium to fair value stock becomes more sensitive to fading activity pressure or a failed test of the 52-week high. The trend line, near 103.0 USD, remains the main weekly regime reference, while the 120.5 USD high is the immediate level that will define whether the move broadens or stalls. What to watch next? The next read should focus on whether PRU can stay near the 120.5 USD high while improving participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would signal a much stronger sponsorship profile than the latest 0.9 times print. Activity pressure is the other key gauge. It is positive now, but there is no fresh momentum trigger, so continuation needs confirmation. The sector and industry backdrop remains helpful, particularly with life insurance breadth stronger than the broader financial services group. If relative strength remains positive and the stock holds its premium to the trend line, the constructive weekly setup stays intact. If volume stays muted and the stock fails near the high, the risk shifts toward consolidation after a 28.1% quarter. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.